From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama heads to Germany on Sunday, but first he urged British youth to reject pessimism, cynicism, and xenophobia. The U.S. president held a town hall meeting with young people, and he said that integration and globalization should not be seen as threats, but as opportunities. He called on those gathered to put action behind their beliefs to make a better world.
Not just believing the right thing and feeling the right ways, but fighting for it. And so long as you're engaged and active and speaking out and listening. And if you do that, I feel pretty good about our futures. I feel good about our chances.
Later, the president met with British labor leader Jeremy Corbyn. The White House says Obama congratulated Corbyn on his election and that the two discussed the impact of globalization on labor unions and working people. They also discussed the need to take steps to reduce inequality around the world. Meanwhile, in Hanover, Germany, the president's destination Sunday, tens of thousands of protesters gathered to demonstrate against the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. An estimated 30,000 people marched in the streets of Hanover, carrying signs criticizing the deal. Trade unions, nationalists, and green groups say that TTIP will drive down wages, erode consumer protection, reduce quality control, and damage the environment. Mr. Obama and other proponents of the deal say lowering tariffs and harmonizing rules will give a boost to businesses in a sluggish economy. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and top EU officials traveled to Turkey Saturday to try to smooth over tensions that have arisen after an EU-Turkey deal last month to curb the number of migrants pouring into Europe. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, Mrs. Merkel, European Council President Donald Tusk, and First Vice President of the European Commission Frans Timmermans toured a refugee facility close to Turkey's border with Syria. At a news conference later, Chancellor Merkel said the leaders want to make sure that refugees, such as those in camps at Turkey, do not have to resort to illegal immigration. She said, we want to make sure that refugees don't resort to illegal channels. It's enough. It's not easy, she said, to stop the flow of migrants through dangerous channels, and thus we have to work to provide the people with better opportunities close to their home country, and that's one of the purposes of the cooperation between the European Union and Turkey. Under an agreement reached in March, migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece are deported back to Turkey. Several human rights groups have criticized Turkey's handling of refugees. Syrian government airstrikes on two rebel-held areas killed more than 20 people Saturday, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and local reports. At least 10 people died in Aleppo one day after heavy bombardment by Syrian government planes killed 19 people there. In Duma, shelling killed at least 13 people, but the death toll is expected to rise because several people were critically wounded. The violence comes despite a cessation of hostilities agreement mediated in February in Geneva. That cessation of hostilities between pro-government and opposition fighters has been widely credited with sharply reducing the death toll in Syria. Meanwhile, Yemeni forces loyal to the internationally recognized government killed 25 al-Qaeda-affiliated militants in heavy fighting in southern Yemen Saturday. A provincial official said that ground troops were advancing in Saturday's clashes near the town of Qud. Elsewhere, a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb near the town of Zinjibar, causing an unknown number of casualties. In the central town, that is, of Taiz, at least 5 people were killed when a bus ran over a landmine. Clashes also continued Saturday in the provinces of Marib and Jouf, where a Saudi-led coalition has been battling Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.